Here at the Curie Institute in Paris, a team of scientists led by Dr. Isabelle Fromentin have developed a new technique for early detection of breast cancer. It's a non-invasive and inexpensive method that is based on the strong olfactory sensibilities of dogs. Dr. Fromentin explains how the test to detect breast cancer is carried out.
Alors c'est assez simple, mais ça consiste en...
The process involves keeping sterile pads on the patient's or volunteer's breast all night long so that the pad gets soaked with sweat. The sweat is then collected and analyzed by the dogs. And thanks to their strong sense of smell, they're able to detect if the sweat smell is related to tumorous cells or not.
Qui vont dire cancer ou pas cancer.
Two Malinois dogs, Thor and Nikios, were trained for 6 months at a training center in Magnac-Laval in central France for the crowd-funded project, which was launched 2 years ago. Following the training, through sniffing, the dogs analyzed sweat samples of 130 volunteers made up of both cancer patients and those without cancer. The researchers said the dogs achieved 100% rate of success.
Pour cette étude préliminaire,
for the moment, the first test was a preliminary investigation consisting of 130 women volunteers, some of whom had cancer. The idea was to make the dogs test random samples to see if they could recognize whether the sweat-soaked sterile pads were related to cancer or not. The idea was to choose 4 pads, with one among them originating from a woman who had cancer. The dogs recognized these samples without any error. We achieved a 100% rate of success.
The next step for the team is to increase the sample size to 1,000 volunteers in order to revalidate the results of the first test. Two more dogs of different breeds will be a part of the new testing phase. The researchers are hoping to start clinical trials from next year.
On va commencer l'étude clinique. On s'arrêtera au bout de 280 patientes, on fera une analyse.
The next step involves a study involving 280 volunteers. We'll see if this technique works for the sample size. If it does, we'll start thinking of extending the same technique to other cancers, especially ovarian cancer. Because now, even with the existing technology, it's really difficult to have an early screening of it. And then perhaps we'll also think about extending and implementing this technique in other countries.
C'est étudier comment on pourra mettre en place K-Dog dans d'autres pays.
While the K-Dog team aims to expand the scope of their project, a French startup, Arival Technologies, has developed an electronic sniffing device that could have important applications in the field of medicine in the future. Using machine learning and patented photobiochemical sensors, the portable device called NEOS is currently able to detect different materials based on their odors. Tristan Roussel, who is the CEO of Arival Technologies, explains.
The way those electronic nose work is first you have to train them, just like the dog. So they are made with very innovative sensor which can detect volatile molecules, and this generates a signature. And for each signature, you can say whether it corresponds to the disease or just the normal state. On a short term, it could be easier to detect disease associated to a strong smell, which is not the case for cancer. Otherwise, we would not use dogs. The dog nose is extremely sensitive and specific. So if we want to reach the same specificity that the dog nose for the cancer, it would take at least 3 to 5 years before we can have good proof of concept. But for bacterial disease, it may be easier. And maybe in 2 or 3 years, we may have some interesting results.
While these techniques may not be direct replacements to the existing medical practices, they could play a complementary role, particularly in locations that lack proper facilities. Dhananjay Khadilkar for RFI in Paris.